Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Ewan Burke, are you okay?
We're existing in total silence.
That hand is worth $2 million. I want it fixed.
Mark and I, it wasn't a one-night stand. I was in love with him. At least I thought I was.
Your sister Molly's just been admitted for an emergency C-section.
Molly's not my sister.
She is. You have the same father.
Why didn't you stay and fight for us?
I did. I tried.
Why didn't you try harder?
You were officially off my service, but for what it's worth, I think you're going to miss me.
Harold O'Malley, 63, diagnosed with esophageal cancer and severe aortic regurg.
You think I want to die and leave my boy in charge?
You are not going to die.
Morning.
Are you watching me sleep?
Maybe.
Maybe you're some kind of weirdo who watches women sleep.
Maybe.
Izzy?
What?
I just dropped $8.7 million on the floor.
And?
I shouldn't be able to drop $8.7 million on the floor. You need to deposit that check.
George, your father's surgery is tomorrow. Any chance you're misplacing your anxiety on me and my check?
No, there is no chance. That check ruins my morning every morning. It belongs in the bank. Would you just please, as a favor to me, would you just put it in the bank, please?
No. But if you're nice to me for the next 7 minutes, I will give you a ride to work.
You don't deserve $8.7 million.
So true. So true. What's Burke doing?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. You just had surgery yesterday and you don't know how he's doing?
They're not speaking.
I thought they made up.
They did, sort of.
But she's still not speaking to him.
He's not speaking to me.
They're not speaking to each other.
Okay.
Hey, did you ask Derek about Burke's hand?
I don't want to get in the middle of it. Derek and I are happy. Can we just keep it that way for a while?
Now, you could always swallow your pride and just ask him yourself.
Her gut's not big enough for that.
Oh, ow. Oh, it's hurting.
Good morning. So, who's presenting?
Oh, can Georgie do it? He's real good.
Yeah!
Harold O'Malley, 63. Status, post-aortic valve replacement. Morning chest x-ray showed no atelectasis after aggressive CPT for the last 2 days. I'm scheduled for a transhiatal esophagectomy tomorrow morning at 9. That's it.
Minutes, I think it would be best if the extended family could wait out in the waiting room.
Just a few minutes, guys, then you can come back. Hey,
how are you feeling, Mr. O'Malley?
He's feeling great. Better than ever, he said, which is why we had everybody come out today, because we figured after today, he maybe won't be feeling so great for a while.
After the surgery, then when do we start chemo and stuff?
That protocol depends on what we find when we open you up, Harold.
What do you mean, what you find?
Gray. There's only so much they can tell from labs and scans, so they really need to get a good look inside to see if the cancer has spread.
And if it's spread, that changes how much chemo he needs?
That changes a lot of things.
Like what?
I'll let the oncologist explain that to you later today, Harold. And Dr. Gray will be taking you through a final battery of preoperative tests before we go. So
it would be best if the party went home.
Dr. Brooks' hand, has he had any tremors?
That's confidential.
But I'm one of his doctors.
You're also his girlfriend. Ask him yourself. Good morning, everyone. Who's presenting?
Good morning.
Preston Burke, post-op day one from IND of a compressive hematoma to the brachial plexus. He is febrile and vital signs were stable overnight. And incisions are clean with no signs of infection. Last morphine was given at 2 o'clock this morning.
Ask about the hand.
You ask.
No, it's just one question, dear friend.
Dr. Yang, something you want to share with the rest of us?
No, ma'am. Sorry.
Look good, Preston. Take it easy on the nurses.
I'll do my best. O'Malley, your father's surgery is today?
Tomorrow.
You okay, honey? Scoliosis?
Looks like a birth defect.
Looks like hell.
What are you all staring at? Really, if you're expecting me to be the brave and heartwarming, differently abled girl, that isn't gonna happen. So go ahead and do your thing. Stevens.
Heather Douglas, 17, past medical history of Vader syndrome.
Which is?
Vader syndrome is a genetic condition that affects the vertebrae, anus, trachea, esophagus, and renal system.
Wow, give this girl a medal. She memorized the whole acronym, which I assure you is a hell of a lot easier than living with it. Stevens.
Right, Heather is in today for a lithotripsy to remove kidney stones and a thoracoplasty to alleviate pressure on her lungs.
Can I ask? I know I'm just supposed to be here to remove a few ribs, but I'm wondering if you've ever tried anything more radical to treat the spinal curvature.
Let's see. If by more radical you mean having a steel rod inserted into my spine, then yeah, we tried. Rod just bent.
Removing the kidney stones may seem minor, but it will really improve your quality of life.
Really? So this surgery is going to get me laid?
Heather, stop.
Mom, I'm sorry, but she's talking about improving my quality of life. And I don't think doctors should make promises they can't keep.
Laura Gray Thompson, born 4 days ago with jejunal atresia. Corrected surgically. Post-op course.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting? Her mom and grandma have a flu, and they asked me to get an update.
Oh, she's doing very well, Mr. Gray. We'll be out of here in just a minute. Dr. Gray, you were saying?
Excuse me. I'll just come back a little later.
Gray?
Laura Gray Thompson had some dilation of one of the bowels on x-ray this morning.
We need to do a barium enema to make sure there's no intestinal.
Dr. Gray, I'd like you to stick with Mr. O'Malley this week. Yang, Pitt, Karev, Sloan, Stevens, Prep, Heather Douglas for surgery. O'Malley.
Yes.
You taking the rest of this week off?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, well, take today, too. Spend some time with your family.
Thank you. Dr. Bailey, as things progress with my dad, you know, sometimes with families, we coddle them, sugarcoat things. It would help me if you were straight with me as things progress.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dr. Bailey? Dr. Bailey, I know that I'm supposed to prep her only, but any chance I can scrub in on Heather Douglas? I mean, a Vader patient isn't something you see very often.
No.
But I'm ready. I am ready.
The psychiatrist is not giving you an all clear.
I have done everything he has asked me to do. Everything. Except deposit my inheritance check, which...
Wait, you have not deposited a nearly $9 million check yet.
He is being unreasonable. That check has nothing to do with any...
What's unreasonable is that you're losing thousands of dollars a day in interest. That's unreasonable. You clearly are not reasonable yet, which I think is the point your psychiatrist is trying to make.
Hey, I need a CBC and a Chem 7 on Harold O'Malley.
I need these labs ASAP.
Everybody needs everything ASAP.
Oh, yes. And all throughout this hospital, people are dying while you give me crap about ASAP.
Hey, are you okay?
What wouldn't I be?
Your father freezing up on ramps. Oh, God, that was mortifying.
Thank you. Thanks.
Oh, okay. It wasn't mortifying?
I just wish the baby would get well and go home and Thatcher would go with her. Is that wrong?
Wrong would be if you wish the baby wouldn't get well.
Okay, good. Thanks.
You know, if you want to thank me, you could ask Derek if Burke has had any tremors.
Talk to him.
No. Because then he wins.
Wins what?
Forget it.
Do you have a father?
I have a stepfather. He's nice. I see him for Yom Kippur.
Karev, what did I tell you about how I like my charts? I like to round on pre-op, before post-op. Do you like wasting my time? Is it fun for you?
No, sir.
Then get it right.
Do you like abusing those terms? Is it fun for you?
Yes, it is. And in case you've forgotten, you don't get the high horse this week, Addison. Not this week.
He's an ass.
Not this week.
You know Shepard pretty well, yeah?
Lots of hair, too many women. Likes elevators and long walks on the beach.
So, what's the best way to get him to do something?
What kind of something?
A consult that the patient hasn't requested, but that the friendly neighborhood ortho resident thinks is worth pursuing.
Shepard thinks he's busier and maybe a little more important than everyone else.
Standard neurosurgeon brief.
Exactly.
Okay, so?
So, he'll say no until you stare him down.
Stare him down?
Stare him down.
You're way too hot to be a doctor.
Okay.
I mean, aren't people who look like you supposed to be dumb? I'm just saying, you're not going to be in my surgery, are you? Because I'm a little too young to die.
I will not be in on your surgery.
See? I knew it. You're not even a doctor.
I am a doctor. It's just that when my fiancé dropped dead not too long ago, I went a little nuts, and no surgeries for me for a while.
Well, so much for my theory that life doesn't suck for pretty people. I'm sorry I was such a bitch to you.
Well, you're in pain. Sometimes I'm a bitch for no good reason at all.
Dr. Shepard?
Yes?
I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're very, very busy, but there's a girl here. She's 17 years old with severe scoliosis from Vader syndrome. She's here for thoracoplasty because her ribs are pressing against her lungs, and she's already had two spinal fusions and a segmental spinal instrumentation that didn't work. She's bent over at 90 degrees, which clearly sucks.
Clearly sucks. Is that your professional assessment?
My professional assessment is that we can help her.
My day's impossible. I'll come by for a consult in the morning.
I'm a good stare.
Doctors.
Could I get a word? Oh, how are you feeling, Harold?
Feeling great. Feeling fine. It's just that the oncologist, he said that if the cancer is in other organs, he said that maybe you wouldn't proceed with the surgery.
That's right, Harold. If the cancer spread to your other organs, it would compromise your ability to recover from the surgery.
So if you close me up and then send me home, I get what, a couple of weeks to live?
You'd have weeks or months, yes.
No, you got to take the tumor out. Because I can survive this. I know I can. O'Malley's, we're fighters.
Mr. O'Malley, it's just not a good idea.
My wife? We've been married 40 years. I make her crazy. 40 years. She needs me. My family needs me. I can't let you close me up and then tell them that there's nothing that can be done when I know I can fight it. So I'm asking for your word. I want you to take the tumor out.
Mr. O'Malley, my job is to do the best I can for you medically. After
closing me up and sending me home to die isn't best for me. Not medically or any other way. Please, take the tumor out.
All right.
All right.
Falls under confidentiality?
If you're asking if you can tell a son, the answer's no.
Watching me sleep again?
You're cute when you sleep. What can I say?
Yeah, but don't you sleep? Why are you always up before the alarm?
I'm a light sleeper. It's no big deal.
So something woke you up?
It's no big deal. It's just that you snore a little.
What? I do not.
Yes, you do. I love it. I find it charming that such a big noise can come from such a little person.
Do you know what's not charming?
What?
Your morning breath.
Sorry. What?
I'm just saying, seeing how you're always up before me, you might consider brushing your teeth.
Okay, this is me brushing my teeth.
Thank you.
Surgeries today?
Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah, I have a really good feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't even bake anything for you.
Thank you.
Bone dry cappuccino.
Something's dry around here.
Does it ever stop raining in this hellhole?
Not really.
Great, good to know. What the hell is this, Karev? Vanilla? Are you trying to poison me, or are you just trying to make my day a little bit worse?
Mark!
Coffee cart must have screwed up.
You know, if you can't handle coffee, you can't handle plastics. Maybe you ought to head back to the gynae squad where life was all squishy and pink.
Squishy and pink, though it may be. I have an amazing surgery today, Krav, if you want in.
Good morning, Dr. Burke.
Yes, it is. Beautiful morning. I love watching the rain.
Feeling good? Not too much pain?
Feeling great.
And your hand, your right hand. Feeling good today?
I'm sorry, Olivia. You're going to have to tell Dr. Yang that I'm not ready to give her that information.
Okay, then. Sorry.
You know Christina's stock in your room?
I do. Your father?
Yeah, surgery my dad's having has a 50% morbidity rate.
Well, Mally, that statistic, it means 50% of the people who undergo the surgery survive. If you're going to hang your hat on statistics, then you have to look at them from both sides.
Heather, I've looked at your case history, and I know you've been through a lot of very painful and very unsuccessful surgeries. But if you're up for it, I think I could significantly help with the spinal curvature.
By help, you mean what exactly?
I mean, I think I can get you standing up straight.
Are you messing with me? Mm-hmm. Not nice to mock crippled kids.
You see this curved part here? I'd remove it.
You want to remove a portion of my daughter's spine?
Mm-hmm.
and I would replace it with a titanium mesh cage that would fill in the space between the vertebrae.
I've seen case studies. There have been quite a few successes.
And the ones that aren't successful?
They result in paralysis or death. But Dr. Shepherd is the best there is.
She's 17.
Mom, I know you still think death is the worst thing that can happen to a person. Death is not the worst thing. I'm in.
They're going to cut out a piece of her spine. Heather Douglas, Drs. Shepherd and Torres, they're going to straighten her spine.
And?
And it's a once-in-a-lifetime surgery. Please. She's my patient. I've got to know her. I would really like to scrub in.
Did you deposit the check?
It's my money. I should get to do what I want with it.
You get a 5% return on a 6-month CD? In the time we've been standing here, you could have just made $400.
Dr. Bailey.
It's not reasonable, Stevens.
That is your discard.
I'm sorry about running over Bucky.
What?
Your dog, the yappy dog Bucky. When you were a kid, I ran over him and I told you he ran away. I'm sorry about that.
Ran over my dog on purpose?
Of course not. He was chasing after the truck like always and he got caught up under the tire. You were so sensitive. You were such a soft kid, I couldn't bear to tell you.
I wasn't soft.
I mean it good, Georgie. Yeah. You were kind, and you loved animals, and you were always looking to help people. And I couldn't face you and tell you that I killed your dog, so I told you a lie. I'm saying I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're a good kid, George. Always been such a good kid. I want to tell you...
Dad, stop acting like you're dying. Not dying, okay?
I want to tell you that I think you're crazy if you let that Callie get away.
Dad, please.
No, she gets you. She gets you in a way that your family never has. And I'm sorry about that. That you grew up feeling so different all the time. It's another thing I'm sorry about.
Dad, stop it. Stop apologizing. Stop saying goodbye. You can't. There's no way to go into surgery.
I'm gonna die someday, Georgie. We're all gonna die, and lying here in this bed gives me time to think about all the things I haven't said, is all.
Okay. Well, just discard.
Nothing you want to say to me?
Dad!
I'm discarding.
Dog murderer.
Tell me what I want to hear.
If I die, you'll kill me.
Get a quick study.
Curtis. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Busy with work. We have a patient.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. All right, then. Nice seeing you.
Okay. That's your ex-boyfriend? That's my ex-father.
You see, Gray? Good exposure to the esophageal hiatus.
Yes, sir. Now we will inspect and palpate the abdominal cavity.
Those are the mats, right?
Throughout the stomach, celiac lymph nodes, liver.
It's everywhere.
So that's it? We're closing them back up?
No. We will proceed.
But I thought...
The patient asked us to proceed.
What does that mean exactly?
This man asked for a chance to fight. What it means is he's going to have a fight like hell.
But he can recover. There's a chance.
There's a chance. Dr. Gray, the request by the patient.
Well, it's private.
Yes.
Okay.
Preston.
Oh, Addison.
How are you feeling?
Better. Looking forward to going home.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Yang is looking forward to having you back there as well.
And maybe I wouldn't know.
Why wouldn't you know? Is that over?
No, it's not over. It's just silent.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I heard something about this. One of the nurses was talking. I just thought it was gossip.
It's not.
So, you're not talking to her. Why not?
Did you ever play Say Uncle?
Say Uncle.
Someone bends your arm behind your back, harder and harder until you say Uncle.
And then what happens?
Then they have all the power.
I see. So you are not saying Uncle?
Yes.
And neither is she?
It seems that way.
That's pathetic.
Well, you may be right.
I am right. If you say something wrong, then you apologize.
No, I didn't do anything wrong.
Did she?
She doesn't seem to think so.
Pathetic.
Hey.
Hey.
You're all alone. Where's your family?
Eating. They like to eat.
Oh. You're pacing.
Yeah. Hey, so he's been in surgery for a while.
That's good. It means they're being thorough.
Or it means there are complications.
Somebody would have told you if there were complications.
Great.
It's okay to be scared.
I'm not scared.
I'm just saying, if you are, you can talk to me. You sure about that?
Okay, now I'm scared of you.
Damn it. I was staring you down.
Staring me down?
Yeah, it worked on Shepard.
Seriously?
Wait, let me try it again.
No, it's not.
Huh?
So I'm still scared. Hold on, Bear. You should prepare yourself, because this is a much more extensive surgery than the heart valve. There's probably still a tube in his throat helping him breathe. And half of his stomach was cut out and part of his esophagus, so there's going to be a big scar. Okay? Just be prepared. I'm the safe of your head. Mama say eventually it's hurting with life.
Welcome back, sweetheart.
That looks like something out of the butcher shop. It's a cool scar. When I was lost, you thought me a beautiful fire.
Sometimes I think of you sleeping, so sleep for a while. You need to breathe. I find
myself. He's my dad.
No. The white-shouldered mountains, they pointed up
out. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Where is George?
He slept tonight at the hospital.
And you slept in his bed?
Mm-hmm.
All night?
No.
him after he fell asleep.
So you're telling me that my snoring is so bad. How did you deal with it for all those nights before I found out about your wife?
He usually sleeps on the couch, sets an alarm, gets back in bed before you wake up.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, I'm going to do more than hurt your feelings.
Stop it. I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Staring straight into tomorrow's eyes. What do you see? Can you see the sea?
Can I help you?
I inherited $8 million.
I'm sorry?
Almost nine, actually. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Did you say...
Just take it, please.
Is that... It's covered in food. Is this some kind of joke?
It is kind of a joke. A really cruel joke.
I'm sorry, you want to deposit
this? I wanted to deposit it. Do you think that I would look like this?
I don't understand.
I'm supposed to do something good. I'm supposed to do something good can you just deposit the damn thing already?
I'm surprised they proceeded with the surgery.
Me too. I guess they think he has a strong enough constitution to fight the cancer.
Is he conscious?
Still intubated, so they have him sedated.
The main concern for the next few days will be multi-system organ failure. That is, that the surgery was too intense for his weakened organs to support. You want to watch the kidneys, because if the kidneys fail, that's a sign that everything else is starting to go.
So we're watching the kidneys?
You're watching the kidneys.
Thank you. Do you mind me asking, how's your hand?
I don't mind if you ask. I will mind if you tell Christina.
You two have a strange relationship.
Yes, we do.
And when you go home, you're going to have your very own room. Yes, you do. And your mom, she got one of those... stencils. Mm-hmm. And she made little butterflies and flowers.
You need something?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, it's quiet in here.
You're the one that paged me?
I started my shift 10 minutes ago. Noticed her stomach looked a little distended.
Her stomach's distended? I didn't notice that.
It's hard to see. Page Dr. Montgomery Stat.
Everything okay? Is this bad?
Well, let's just wait for Dr. Montgomery.
What's the matter?
My father's here.
Your father?
When I don't talk to him barely now, he's here.
Is he here to see you?
No. He's here with his other family.
Oh, sorry.
Where do you sleep at the trailer?
What?
When we sleep at the trailer, where do you sleep?
You know, the hammock outside. Sorry.
I'm a girl with abandonment issues. You have to sleep with me from now on.
Okay.
Okay.
A note from my hack of a shrink. I get to scrub in.
Not to laugh, sis. So.
I deposited the damn check.
You cheap son of a bitch! Bastards are going straight to hell! Straight to hell!
Ms. Douglas?
Insurance bastards. They say the surgery's too experimental.
They won't pay.
It's a $200,000 surgery. Plus a hospital stay. Plus rehab. Even if I get 3 jobs. Son of a bitch bastard.
Looks like there won't be a surgery to scrub in off. Sorry, Steven.
talk to me.
Her abdomen was distended and she needed increased ventilatory support.
I'm sorry, I was talking to her. I didn't notice.
She's got massive free air trapped beneath her diaphragm. Mr. Gray, we need to put Laura into surgery.
What? Another surgery? Why?
Her x-rays indicate there's a perforation in the bowel. We need to get in there right away.
Here's a consent form. We need you to sign it.
I don't know... Her mother has the flu.
But you're not authorized to sign?
I am, but I would like to feel hurt.
We don't have time for you to not know, Mr. Gray. Your granddaughter doesn't have time. Take out more of the bowel. I need better visualization.
It's so tiny, I'm afraid I might crush it.
Yeah, it's tougher than you think. Go ahead and give it a little squeeze.
Cool. Nice.
Look at that. The NG tube is eroded right through the stomach wall. And you have to resect the entire portion of the stomach. She's hypotensive. Push 30 cc's of albumin.
Got it. Scary.
You're telling me. It says Meredith Gray's niece. I lost her. People might think I did it on purpose.
How's it going?
Okay. They had a scare a minute ago, but she stabilized.
Your father's pacing up and down the halls. He's worried. Maybe you can give him an update.
Maybe you can give him an update.
He's not a big fan of mine.
He's not a big fan of mine either.
I can't imagine that's true. Your mother was a force to be reckoned with. If she wanted things a certain way, I'm saying your father was a good man when I knew him. He may have a side in this that you don't know anything about.
What, you think he tried to send me a card every year and my mother has a whole drawer full of unopened cards? Because it's not often that my life turns out that way.
I don't know. You don't know either until you ask him.
Hey. What's he doing?
Georgie's obsessed with our dad's pee.
Yeah, this is weird. Even for Georgie.
Boys, be nice.
His kidney function. I'm obsessed with his kidney function, not his pee. I'm not obsessed.
I'm excited.
You're not going to drink that, are you, Georgie?
130 cc's! 130 cc's of shiny yellow urine!
130 cc's in how long?
4 hours.
No, wait! That is fantastic! Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you!
Thank you.
Mark. I'm sorry you're hurting.
You're sorry I'm hurting or you're sorry?
Rev.
Oh, hey. I was, just checking the baby's capillary refills.
No, it's good. It's good. You'll need a little human contact from time to time.
It sucks. It's like she hasn't had a chance to deserve this, you know?
Is that why you want to go into plastics? Because people sign up for the pain they get?
Yeah. For the most part, they do, yeah.
You're right. It does suck watching them struggle. And that part never stops sucking. But when you get to see a baby heal and they get to go home and they just imagine this whole life that they're gonna live, well, there's nothing better than that. And that part never changes. But if you want to go back to plastics.
Nah. the vanilla latte. I did that on purpose.
Why?
Because he was rude to you.
Hey, you need some help?
I can walk to the bathroom myself. I've been doing it my whole life and nothing's changing anytime soon, so just get out of my way, okay?
Turn and your heart won't return.